It's better than current. Some families are still sleeping in the open, and I'm told that some NGOs are running around to make sure that they bring some comfort to those families in the form of children and some water bottles. But I haven't been to the place as of today to check on the development. But I'm told something is just in the offing for the affected families, because remember, we are just coming out of a brutal winter, and everyone was just feeling for those families. And I'm not too sure now about the schoolboy children. How are they coping as of now?
What are some of the illnesses that you are hearing that even young children are suffering from?
As of now, I think those are the most prevalent illnesses that are taking, those illnesses that are associated with winter. So most of the children are suffering from severe cold. The clinic, the local clinic, was a busy place since last week with children that are suffering from this severe cold. Those are the diseases that have made known to us as of now.
Are there any issues with accessing water or even accessing toilets? How are people faring on that issue?
Apparently at Tembre, which was destroyed last week, they'd sunk some septic tanks. So I'm not sure whether septic tanks are still working, but I doubt very much. So I think there is a problem here. There's a crisis of sanitary crisis. Maybe people have to use maybe nearby bushes, which is very unhealthy, especially in an urban setup like ours.
And moving forward, what is the next steps for many of these families? What are they looking forward to? And has council or even the government itself availed themselves in what is the next move?
I think it's very difficult, because if you look at the situation like Tembo, most of the families, breadwinners, had been sent from work. They've lost their jobs in this ongoing job cut. And so most of those were just thinking that they at least got a permanent dwelling. But as of now, I think most of them will have to relocate to their respective rural areas, especially for those who have places to go. But I'm afraid, because some of the families are of foreign origins, like Malawians and Mozambicans, so it's very difficult at the moment. Plus, we haven't heard anything from government. Because the last time they were talking about the displacement of these people, they were saying that council will have to look for alternative places to give those people before they carry out the demolition. But as of now, when the demolition was carried out, we never heard of any alternative place that had been put aside for those families.